Hey everybody, thanks for watching Code Chat. This is a special episode of Code Chat, not a regular series episode, but we're going to be doing a super short 5-minute look at Touch Develop and specifically at what, building templates in Touch Develop?
Tutorials. Right? So tutorials. Interactive tutorials that we've been using in the Art of Code to teach beginners how to code.
Okay. This is Pelly. This is Michał. And go for it.
So we've developed a very, very interesting and very simple to use engine that drives users to build apps. And the interesting things about Touch Develop is that we control the keyboard, so we can really tell them exactly where to tap.
Yeah.
We can recover from errors. We can give them kudos and trophies and things like that. So we're going to show you how we build those.
Okay, cool.
They are actually not baked in, and you can take pretty much any app you would write in Touch Develop, run a plugin, and you almost have a guided tutorial that people can go and run through.
Right. So the idea is that you could like write the tutorial that you know that is somehow customized for you. Like you know, it talks about football or something, some subject that your students may be interested in.
Yeah.
So let me show you one of the built-in tutorial to see what the experience is. You see that there's usually a goal. You might have a little avatar that tells you what to do. You have all these stars. You know, students will do a lot of stuff for stars, and then it tells you maybe to run it. So you have to run it, and then it tells you that you want to do a left turn. And you can see that the tooltips here help you do it. And if you're unsure and you're starting to program, you have no clue what you're doing, there's nobody that can help you, then this really helps you go through. And as you go through the exercise, we're going to show less and less of those tips.
Okay.
If I make a mistake because I want to do right, you'll see that the engine is pretty smart, and it'll tell you that you really need to go left.
Yeah.
Right. And then you go and run this. So the engine is very interesting, it's very robust, and you can create really complicated apps, and it's open. Anybody can go and do that. So how do we build these tutorials? The basic idea behind those tutorials is it's literate programming. You have a comment, you have a line of code. You have a comment, you have a line of code. We take that, we chunk it into steps, and then we have the students go through that. And then Michał wrote some super cool special diffing engine that takes care of the placing the tips and detecting what change needs to be done to make progress in the tutorial.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Right, so there's quite a bit of software engineering hidden under the tutorial engine. All right, so I'm going to create a blank. I'm going to do another Turtle script. And you can see here I have Turtle, and in this case I'm going to, maybe I go right this time, right?
So change it up a little bit.
Change it up, and then we're going to copy and paste a couple times. Let's do a square. All right. So I got my code, and I can run with it. And I'm happy with what the student is going to see. And that's usually the first step. And then once you have that, you want to break it down in pieces and explain every step.
Yeah.
Right? So in this case, I'm going to go into the plugins. It's possible to write plugins as Touch Develop scripts that will extend the IDE.
Oh, wow. So I can make templates, tutorials, but I can also make plugins.
Yes.
Interesting.
So you can write a plugin, and there's an API in Touch Develop that's kind of reflection. It gives you the AST, the abstract syntax tree, of the script or any script. So you can then do program analysis and compilers. So we can compile to C++ or C for Arduino, for example. Or in this case, we can go and add comments at the right spots.
All right.
So one of them is called Convert to Tutorial, and you can search for it. Convert to Tutorial, done by Tutorial Samples. That's kind of our user. And what this one does, it goes and analyzes the program.
Looks through all the lines of code that have been written so far, huh?
And it seems that it's it's analyzing for a long time. All right. And then
just logging for a long time.
And then it it wants to save it somewhere. So I'm going to save it in Curious Turtle. And it gives you a diff. So you're running a random plugin on your code. So we give you a diff to make sure you're happy with the changes.
Okay.
Right. And you see now that there's this function. There's all kind of comments in the middle. So I'm going to accept that. And I'm going to go, I saved it in Curious Turtle, I guess. All right. Which is now a bit of a funny scenario. Let me get out of the tutorial. All right. So what I have now is a main function.
And all you really did just now is decorate your code, right?
Decorate my code. Okay. So I have a main function, which really I don't need code in it. I have a hashtag zero main. that's where my tutorial, the hashtag zero mean, that's the first step.
Okay.
And then you'll see here, current step, code of step, forward, run your program. And these are special macros, they're all documented.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go here, I don't need this one. Oh, this, let's see.
I think you don't need that one.
Yeah, this one I'm gonna get rid of. And then the first main, your main function is the starter point of the template, right? And you have control like where you wanna start from, that would be template empty. What's the name template for the generated app? So Edge will be expanded to, Edge will be expanded to one of our super adjectives. We have a little, you know, wondrous, awesome, rockin'.
Right.
Turtle app. And then there's actually macros to control precisely what buttons you want to be showing in the IDE.
Oh, wow.
Right. So in this case, we don't want any buttons, so we're just going to get rid of the add new button. So no widgets. And here's the text. So how do I test this? And again, so that's the landing page. These are all my steps. Now I can leave the editor, and I can do follow tutorial in editor, and that's my debugging mode. So I'm going to follow my own tutorial, like someone would do when it's published.
Okay.
Right. And in that point, you can see that I have my to do here. That was the first main.
Yeah.
And then you see that my template is used here.
Awe-inspiring turtle app.
Right. And then we go into the first step, to do, describe the current step, forward 100. And that's the macro that I was saying, show me the code. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to actually put the code in the description. You say, just give me the code of the current step. We'll render it for you.
Okay.
Right. And let's do it. And now you see that the user is actually typing exactly the code you want. Right. You don't have to care about tips, where the tips are, what kind of screen the user is running, whether it's in the wrong menu. We track progress. So you got basically a tutorial that can do, you know, square now.
Wow, that's perfect.
So I'm happy with this. I went through.
Uh-huh.
And there's really a lot of, you know, nubs and crannies to make that better. And then you can basically publish it. Now you hit publish. And you've created a tutorial. You can share the tutorial with anyone, like your classroom, your friends, your, you know, kids' friends. And then they'll just go and hit the run and just run it when they open the tutorial, the script in TouchDevelop.
And it's going to prompt them to save it as their own script?
It's at the end of every tutorial, if you're signed in, we'll say, hey, do you want to publish it? And
I
then
see.
they're encouraged to publish it. And eventually, if they publish it, the next dialogue is, do you want to make it a Windows App Studio app?
Okay. Right? Mm-hmm.
So the flow is there. We're just very, very cautious about not getting, not logging in too early.
Yeah, sure.
Because of first experience.
So I can go through, I can go execute a tutorial and use it without even logging in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
It's very important for
For classrooms.
For classrooms. Yeah. So now I'm using the link I created, and you can see that there's a distinct drawing tutorial by Michael, and if I click on it, I'm started.
That's right. Awesome.
So it's very easy to start. Now, you as a teacher, you get analytics. So you can go back into your tutorial, and you can see at every step how many people you drop, how long they spend. So you can really go use data to improve your tutorial, figure out that there's a step that's really hard. Or all that tech that I wrote, nobody's reading it. So that's it. In a nutshell, that's how we build tutorials.
So, I mean, one thing that you may wonder about, I mean, is it only really about entering the code that are all the applications that resulted from the tutorials, are they all the same? And no. So in particular, you can tell them to like select pictures, you can tell them to select sounds. So this is something that the students really enjoy because that kind of makes the game theirs.
Yeah.
They can customize the strings.
Personalized.
And then we also have ways of making like more involved steps in those tutorials where we check if a condition is met. And then they have to kind of figure out what to do themselves. So you kind of guide them through the first few steps, and then you kind of give them a challenge problem. Right now, you have drawn whatever we have shown you how to draw a square, and now you do a triangle yourself.
Okay. And then you can test and see if the triangle has been drawn.
Exactly.
But you're not going to walk them through it step by step.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I mean, it's then really up to them how exactly they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, is there something else you're looking for?
I was doing the more complex scenario, but Michal talked about it, so we can just skip. This is more an advanced scenario. Yep.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on Code Chat. See you next time.
Thank you.